And it's 44 minutes after 8 o'clock, as promised. Joining us on the phone this morning, Activities Director Ed Klein from K-High to report on the doings at K-High and the activities, all the different activities going there. Thanks for joining us this morning, Ed.
You're welcome. Thank you, and good morning from K-High.
Okay, so what do we have going on? We just had the debates and the drama and debates. You have some initials, DDF, is that what it is? No.
It is DDF, and it's Drama, Debate, and Forensics.
Oh, forensics, that's
and
what
it
I was missing.
Our home meet, and Coach Dan Ortiz and the whole team did a great job. We had six teams in here from Haynes and Juneau and Thunder Mountain and Sitka and Mount Edgecombe, and it was just a very busy week. We'd like to thank all the judges from the community. This is a big event to put on because there's events going on all over the school all at the same time, and it's just a very work-intensive task, and the community really turns out and supports us, and we are really thankful for that.
Now, is that the end of the season, this debate? Did this wrap up the season, or are there more things with those teams that will continue through the year?
That is not the end of their season. They have the state competition, and that's in the middle of February in Anchorage.
Mm-hmm. Now, does a team win the whole meet? Is there something like that, or do just different teams win different events within the meet?
More individuals.
Oh, I see. Okay. And what else is happening?
The main thing at K-High this weekend is wrestling. It is our dual conference matches against Thunder Mountain and Juneau Douglas. And that starts on Friday, tomorrow, with a Burger Night fundraiser for the wrestlings at 5 o'clock. And then it's our senior night. We do have six seniors on the wrestling team. Jamie Barr, Craig Jackson, Shiloh Mackey, Brandon Ojeda, Ian Rude, and Kenneth Hamilton. And it'll be their last home matches. And then on Saturday, starting on in the afternoon at about 4 o'clock, they'll be wrestling on into the evening.
Okay, and is this the this is the last meet for wrestling if people want to see it. Is there a charge to come see those? Or
there is. It's $5 for adults and $3 for kids and $2 for K-High students.
Mm-hmm. Okay, how is the basketball team doing? Is it active this weekend too?
Everybody's traveling this weekend. The boys are up north in Wasilla and Diamond, and they had a game last night. That sounded like it went very well, but just couldn't quite catch them at the end. Mm-hmm. The girls are going to a tournament at East High School in Anchorage, and the JV boys have gone to a tournament at Cordova, and the JV girls are going over to play in Craig.
Boy, sometimes when I hear about all these teams are traveling, you start wondering, well, who's left in the school to, like, take the classes?
That's the truth. But this was just one of those weekends where everybody mm-hmm. happened to be gone.
What's the highest percentage of kids that have ever been gone just at traveling in events? Do you guys measure that?
You know, I'm sure somebody measures it, and I don't know the exact answer, but it's got to be during the Region 5 basketball tournament that comes mm-hmm. around every year at the end of February, start of March. This year it's here, so we won't be missing the students as much as other years. But mm-hmm. when they go, I would say that they must take at least 150 kids.
Wow.
Maybe that might be a little bit high, maybe closer to 100, but still, that's a pretty good percentage.
And that takes the band with them and everything,
right? The pep band, the pep club, the cheerleaders, the dance team, the boys team, the girls team, and then just there's a number of individuals who aren't in any of those groups and just want to go on a trip.
Right. Now, so we have basketball. Is volleyball still in season right now?
Volleyball is done. They mm-hmm. ended like the end of November. Okay. Right now going on is basketball and wrestling debate. In addition to all those other travelers that we mentioned, Sean Powell is taking his academic decathlon team over to Craig this weekend, and they have a meet.
Mm-hmm.
And so that activity is still going on. The cheerleaders, the dance team, all connected with the basketball, they're still going on. And then those will all wrap up at the end of March, and we'll move into spring sports, which will be boys soccer, girls soccer, track and field, softball,
so boys,
and baseball.
Okay, and so the spring sports start generally in March or February?
Practices start about the first week in March.
Mm-hmm.
The first matches, games, won't actually start until about the first week in April.
And I'm thinking of questions that probably everyone knows, but I don't. Are there like tryouts that you have to do early on that start at a certain time to determine who makes those teams, or pretty much anybody who wants to be on a team ends up making it in some form or another?
The actual answer is probably lies in between those two mm-hmm. somewhere. For the most part, everybody who tries out and keeps their grades up and comes to the practices and maintains a good attitude finds a spot on one of the teams, whether it be the C team, the JV team, or the varsity team.
Right.
Some of the more popular sports, they do just get too many numbers and they do have to cut a few. But for the most part, most of the teams, if you keep all those other good things going, then you'll be on the team.
Mm-hmm. For parents who might be listening to this, thinking about what their kids might be doing, when do the kids for the upcoming sports need to commit to being part of it in order to be involved?
Usually right at the start of the season,
okay.
which is going to be pretty much for the spring sports, the 5th of March.
Okay.
And it's a good thing that you mentioned that because in between now and then, what they could be doing is making sure that their kid has a current physical.
Okay. So in order for to get your kids involved, you need to get current physical, and then there's some things that the parents have to do in terms of activity fees and things like that, registering. Is that true?
That is correct. There is always paperwork.
Paperwork for all.
Exact.
Okay. Thank you for that. Any last-minute things important people to know about until we talk again in a couple of weeks?
Just that we really appreciate, just like we were talking about with the debate meet, we really appreciate all the support that the community gives us. There were judges for the debate meet with manila folders in their hands, people you see on the streets and in the grocery store, just walking all over the school on Saturday, just helping us out with the meet, and we were really thankful for that. Obviously, the biggest thing that's going to be coming up is the Region 5 basketball tournament that we do once every 3 years, and the main thing with that is that we do have 600 of our closest friends coming from all around Southeast Alaska to visit us, and so we'll be making a big housing push that will start more in the middle of February, but if people could be thinking about that and opening up their homes, we would greatly appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And the exact dates of that again are?
The 28th of February to the 3rd of March will be the competition. The actual housing will probably be like a day before that, say the 27th, mm-hmm. and then they'll all leave on that Sunday the 4th.
Okay. Ed Klein, Activities Director of K-High, thank you so much for joining us, and we'll talk to you in a couple of weeks with what's going on there at K-High.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Take care.